First, I want to thank everybody for coming out and supporting us today. This is a huge race for us. Ever since I joined this team, I've really been looking forward to Kansas and to Iowa to represent, you know, ethanol at a home race. And, you know, for me, this is an opportunity not only to thank you guys for all the support you've given us, but we've been so close to breaking through on a good result. We definitely deserve one. This team's a top of the line racing team, and we're right there. We're pushing hard against teams with double the budget we're working with, and we're right there. We're fighting well above our weight, and this, you know, we absolutely deserve a great finish. So hopefully it'll come here. If it did come here, it would be, you know, it'd be one of those days that everything fell together. But you know, I think the best way to describe it is we're great racers. You know, we go out, we're not necessarily qualifying right up at the front on the front row, but we're right there in the thick of it. And the guys that I'm working with here at Ray Hall Letterman make the car great through the race. We work very well together. Racing doesn't get the reputation for it, but it really is a team sport, and the chemistry that we have going on over there in the garage is amazing. We work really well together. So we're just going to bide our time today, every stop, make the car better, and get through traffic. As Bobby said, this place is hard to get through traffic. These cars are so aero-dependent that when you get behind another car, the car will get loose and it'll move around, and it's just plain hard to get up on the banking and get around one of the cars. So it'll be interesting to see how that works. But, you know, we have a lot of people here today in the ethanol colors. That's, sounds cliche, but it's an honor for me to be representing ethanol. Ever since I came on board here, it's something that I really buy into. I've driven for other race teams where it's just kind of been like, all right, your job, get out there and drive it. This has got so many more dynamics to it that I never realized I could be involved in, and I'm really enjoying that, taking advantage of it, and making the most of it. So I just hope, I hope we get that result that we've deserved for a while here today. Every day is hard work, trust me. It's a clean sheet of paper every day, but we're working so hard here. The guys in this car deserve a great finish. You guys all deserve a great finish. So trust me, I'm giving it 120% out there to bring it home in that in a top five, hopefully a top three. So we'll see what happens.
Brian, how's ethanol performing for you?
I just had the question, how's ethanol performing for me for the fuel? So now that I, you know, pretty much told you guys what's going on with the race team, ethanol, you know, just to make a long story short, I'm sure you've all heard of it. I mean, we couldn't believe, more pleased, just from a racing purist perspective of driving with ethanol in the car, it's been a plus on every box checked off has been a plus. Switching from methanol to ethanol, better fuel mileage. It's been obviously less carbon emitted, and we're a racing series that goes all around the world, so that's massively important right there. And the fact that we were able to shrink the fuel cell, lighten up the car a bit, that's better for performance, so we're able to go longer. And it's been across the board. It's been a huge positive. We also gained some performance on the low rev range of the engine, just a little bit more torque. So you know, I can keep going about it. It's everybody loves it here. Not only that, another thing is the methanol used to make your eyes, you know, cry and water when an engine would be started up anywhere in the vicinity of where you were standing. And I kind of like the smell of ethanol. That's kind of weird, isn't it? I kind of like that.